You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today. I'm your host, Paul Holden, and thank you for making Locked On Rockies your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. Same with tons of other great Locked On shows, so check those out as well for your second listen of the day. But folks, on today's episode, we are going to talk about, obviously, the big news from the weekend. The Rockies have named Bill Schmidt their GM. There were lots of comments, lots of things to discuss there. Of course, we're going to dive into that. Also, the Rockies season ended yesterday, and the Rockies will not be playing any more baseball until the year 2022. Talk about the end of the season, the last game there as well. And finally, just trying to touch base a little bit about what the offseason might look like for us here in terms of Locked On Rockies. All right, let's start off with the big news. Bill Schmidt named the GM of the Colorado Rockies. And folks, I'm not happy. I'm not happy not because Bill Schmidt or anything Bill Schmidt's necessarily done. While I knew this was most likely going to happen, while I understood and planned for this, that doesn't make me any more excited about it. It doesn't make me any more thrilled about this, because this team desperately needs innovation. This team desperately needs a breath of fresh air. This team desperately needs to go outside of Dick Monfort. I'm so tired of this. I don't get excited by Dick Monfort taking a probably very exciting job opportunity. I guarantee you there are tons of people out there that they probably knew that this was going to happen, but they said, if I had the chance, if I had the opportunity, I'd go out there and do it. Did the Rockies even talk to Theo Epstein? Did they? Did they go out and talk to the guy that's responsible for turning around two franchises in World Series wins? They didn't do anything. They didn't do it. They said, how many times you got to be hit over the head until you just realize the right guy's in front of you? BS. And that's not just to take shots at Bill Schmidt. That's just because you're looking down the hall. That's not because you're trying to embrace something creative, trying to embrace something new, trying to give Rockies fans some sort of new hope. That's not what I want. I didn't want someone from within the organization. I wanted the organization to finally open up, to embrace something from the outside, to not allow Dick Monfort and his band of buddies and his just dedication to loyalty to the brand. I wanted something new. I wanted at least a search. What was the point? They release it on the Saturday before the season ends, 2 days before the end of the season. What's the deal with that? He's been building his team all season long. What's the point? Why was he an interim GM this whole season? Why did we even play this game? Sure, he needs to earn, he needs to be given a chance to show what he can do, sure. But how does that make you think that this, what about that hire makes you think anything different? And we're going to be excited if Clint Hurdle comes back too. I was seeing some stuff. I'm sorry, that's just not what the direction the Rockies need to go. While they've had success in these windows, they haven't been as successful. Something has to change. The Rockies need an outside perspective. The Rockies need something new, because even with these great players that Bill Schmidt has drafted and developed, like he says this is the Rocky way, the Rockies still weren't good this year. They weren't good last year. They weren't good in the second half of 2019. You're not going to be an elite team. You're not going to be one of the best if you just solely fall back on this idea of drafting and developing. It is important. Yes, you are not as big of a market as LA or New York. Yes, but it is a bunch of baloney that you're just throwing your hands up and saying you can't go out and get free agents, big name free agents. I don't believe that. I don't believe that big name free agents didn't want to come play with an infield of Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story, and DJ LeMahieu with a pitching rotation that was starting to show that it was able to handle Coors Field. And a front office that was actually willing to spend money. Like, while it imploded, they did go out and spend a lot of money on that super bullpen on the wrong people, but they were out at least willing to spend that money. You're telling me you can't get really, you're going to be able to go out and spend a bunch of money on pitchers of all of the positions to entice them to come play in pitching Coors Field. You're going to tell me that you can't entice big name free agent bats to come here with the impending free DH? That's two things I really, really did not like about the stuff that came out. Actually, three things I didn't really like, and I've touched about it. The comment of we how many times do you have to be hit over the head with a bat until you know you got the right guy. Team president Greg Fiesel comes out and says, "We intended to go outside, but how many times do you have to be hit in the head with a bat? He was the right guy at the right time." I don't believe that. I don't believe that because you didn't even try. You did not even try to look outside this. You said that you were going to try. You said that you were going to go throughout and look and do that. You said that when Breidich stepped down. You did this whole charade of this whole season of him just being the interim GM. I don't believe you. I don't believe that you were hit over the head by stuff that Bill Schmidt did this year and throughout his tenure that makes you think that he is the person to lead the Rockies into the next step. And again, let me reiterate, as fired up as I am, Bill Schmidt does deserve an opportunity to prove himself. But if you're just going to base it off of this, if you're just going to be basing it off of information that we were told, and if you're going to be basing it off of what has happened with the Rockies since Schmidt has been involved, what is it? What is hitting you in the head right now, Greg, that says he is the right guy? Who is hitting you? What is hitting you on the head? What is it? Is it that your top draft picks, is that your number one draft picks have barely made it to the majors? That's number one of the things that really bothered me. Because what about the Rockies and their front office and the things that they've done? Anybody in the collective, Bill Schmidt included, Greg Fiesel included, Dick Monfort included, Jeff Breidich included, is hitting you over the head and saying, this is the guy. This is it. I got to add a fourth thing, actually, that upset me of all the comments that we heard from there. And a shout out to Patrick Saunders, Daniel Allen Tuck, Nick Groke, all of the Rockies beat reporters that were doing a great job following along with this and getting the story, or the quotes, and reaching out and doing all this, you know, great, great stuff. I'm gonna fast track. Number two, I hate making the question, is re-signing Story realistic? It's up to him. He knows we feel about him. No, we love you, Trevor Story. We want you on this team. We understand if it doesn't happen. That's just not what you say. That's not what you say to give him an inspired look at re-signing a franchise player. Yes, we all knew the writing was on the wall, but don't just sit there and make it seem like it's all on Trevor Story. You know, you have to make commitments as front offices to your players, especially of that caliber. I guess I didn't expect to be this mad, but that's with how much change the Rockies have undergone since their competitive window, you'd think that they'd at least be embracing something new and going off into a new venue or a new avenue and a new mindset, and that's just simply not been the case. And yet they continue to hire from within, hoping that they can just recapture and rebottle the small bit of success that they've had. We'll see what the winner brings. We'd like to have them all back. Make it, stay with it. Confirm that. Say your plans. Talk about it. All right. I got more. I'm coming in hot today, but that's how I feel. I'm feeling hot. I'm feeling fired up. Let's take a quick break real quick, though. talk about some of our great sponsors here. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Also, Rockies fans, there's an incredible app for those who buys gas need to know about. It's called Get Upside. Listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code BASEBALL and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code BASEBALL for 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank using the GetUpside app. I mentioned there were four things that I was irked by from comments surrounding the hiring of Bill Schmidt. And the first two were the hit you over the head, he's the right guy at the right time from Greg Fiesel. And I just don't like basically the balls in their court for re-signing in there. That's just not how negotiations work. In terms of re-signing free agents, Trevor Story, John Gray, and CJ Krohn. The other two things that I really don't like about this, he gets an open-ended contract. He doesn't have an end date in his contract. If you're not convinced that this hiring was not influenced greatly by the fact that he was one of Dick Monfort's boys, then this is it. He gets an open-ended contract for his loyalty, He's never been a GM. He might have led scouting. He might have done this. He might have been in the front office since 1999. But does that immediately give you an open-ended contract at your place? Does that give you an open-ended contract? Your years of loyalty to the place? Does that immediately mean it's open-ended at that high level of a position? When his first real test was to sit on his hand, he sat on his hands and made no moves during the trade deadline except for Michael Givens? Let's be real, folks. Now we know why. I don't believe that. This is a speculation. Speculation alert. Put it on there. Boop, 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 boop. I don't believe the Rockies didn't get good offers for Trevor Story. I believe the Rockies just wanted to stick with this philosophy of point number four that drives me, that I didn't like. We're not the Dodgers. We're the Rockies. We draft and develop. Well, you draft and you develop, and then you trade them away after re-signing them for major contracts. Or you alienate them, and they leave in free agency after their rookie contracts are up. But you love qualifying offers because you can draft and develop the next guy that's going to come up and leave the Rockies eventually. You are not the Dodgers. True. You are not going to be able to build a team and go out and put five MVPs and four Cy Youngs or whatever the numbers are on those Dodgers lineups. But you're going to tell me the Rockies couldn't get a Nick Castellanos in this offseason? A big bat like that? You're telling me they can't go out and get some of these big free agents? You're telling me the Rockies, a top 10 team in attendance for nearly a decade, doesn't have the payroll to give Trevor Story more than a qualifying offer? A guy that's given 6 years of constant dedication and amazing play? You paid another team $50 million to take Nolan Arenado. There's your draft and develop right there. There, boom, bang, bingo. There's the big warning sign right there with this whole draft and develop mindset. Why can't the Rockies go out and sign free agents? Why are they throwing in the towel on this? While they're saying, oh, we're going to be more aggressive this offseason in terms of going stuff. Are you? Because when you say that we're the Rockies and we draft and develop and all this and that, that doesn't make me confident that you're going to go out and do something in the offseason. It doesn't make me confident that you're going to do anything, because when you were the GM, basically all year, you had the interim thing, you didn't make any of the moves to make the Rockies better at the deadline. Not trading Trevor Story and only getting one draft pick is not helping the Rockies more in the long run than trading Trevor Story for a good package that I believe was out there. There's just no way that teams out there weren't interested in adding a player like Trevor Story when they're going to pay him a bunch of money in the offseason to come play for him. Maybe I'm showing some of my naiveness about being new to trying to follow all of as many ins and outs about the baseball, but it doesn't seem too far off to speculate that, no? Nothing doing in the offseason last year to build around these players. You haven't re-signed any of your potential big-name free agents. Even the two out of the three that are the big ones that you think that you can re-sign, the deals remain undone. When John Gray is literally coming out and saying, I want to be a Rocky, why is he not signed? Why does he not have a deal yet? We'll see. I mean, this is now we get the actual chance to see what this offseason looks like, because now we're actually in it. We have to slug through another offseason of losing a huge piece of the Rockies that's played an incredible role in the recent competitive windows of this team, go off to another team, and we have to deal with crud from these press conferences. I've hated the way they've talked about trying to bring Trevor Story back. He knows how we feel about him. No, I want you to say every time how important he is to be there. He loves being there. But he knows he's done it all. I mean, he ran his victory lap. I mean, Trevor Story's gone. Nolan Arenado's gone. DJ LeMahieu's gone. John Gray could be gone. Charlie Blackman, I mean, there's only a couple years left. The competitive window is slammed shut. You can't just sit here and say the pieces are there, because who are the pieces? Ryan McMahon and Brendan Rodgers are not enough. Hoping for Connor Joe to break through is not enough. Hoping that Raimel Tapia starts hitting balls in the air this late in his career is not enough. You are not going to be successful if you only resign to the idea that you're drafting and developing. That is too long in baseball. It takes too long. It's too much. There's too many variables. You know who you know? You know when you know someone's a major league caliber player? When they're playing in the major leagues, and they have been. I hate that quote. I'm sorry. I don't know. I mean, and maybe it's me not being realistic, but I just don't think it's that unrealistic to think that the Rockies can at least entice big bats. I'm never going to hold my breath that Max Scherzer is going to come sign with the Rockies, but I am going to sit there and think, hey, you know who'd be pretty good? Nick Castellanos, Chris Bryant. Big bats. Because you're losing one of the big ones. Unless he knows how we feel about it. That's convincing enough. I give it a big fart noise, folks. I kind of went way off on my tangent here. So I guess that's... Let's put a positive. Let's enough of me ranting. Enough of me going too crazy. Let's at least give benefit of the doubt here. We'll look at some. We'll focus on hope here after this break. Let's take a quick break and let's focus on some hope here. Got to tell you about Built Bar here, the best tasting protein bar ever, and there's so many delicious flavors. There is something for everyone. I promise you. Coconut, cherry, barcia, raspberry, mint, brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. I mean, The list goes on, folks. My favorite flavor, if it's got chocolate in it, you can go ahead and put that in my bag. That's my favorite. And if you can't decide your favorite, you can get that mixed box. We get two of each of the 9 delicious flavors. And not only are the flavors the best tasting, they are healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein. Calories, they range from 130 to 180. Only 4 to 5 grams of sugar and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today. Get your favorites like the coconut, the raspberry, the salted caramel, and get that mix box if you can't decide. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Promo code LOCK15 for 15% off your order at built.com. All right, folks. So we basically just been talking about Bill Schmidt. By talking, I mean I've just been voicing my concerns with the internal hiring and the issues that I have with that. Now, What I am intrigued by and what I am encouraged by is some of the hires and some of the quotes that Schmidt has said. And we're going over to Purple Row here. They had a quick thing for Bill Schmidt has been named the Rockies general manager on Purple Row. This was a quick little thing they put up. But here's something that I was encouraged by. Schmidt's official appointment comes shortly after the Rockies hired former Washington Nationals senior analyst Scott Van Lenten on September 21st as their new head of research and development. Ideally, the newly appointed GM will work closely with Van Lenten to solidify and utilize what was the league's smallest analytics team in 2020. In a recent Q&A with the Denver Post, Schmidt said of the use of analytics that we need to get it back. He also stated that analytics are no different than any tool. That's how I look at analytics, as a tool. Schmidt also touted his focus on the mental aspects of baseball, conflating their importance with analytics as something the Rockies organization needs to build up. Most importantly, he said, was his ability to bring a group of people together. It comes down to trusting your people. I'm not going to dive too much into the whole trust your people thing. I mean, that's yes, you have to trust your people. You have to believe in your people. There is a mental side. You have a big belief. You got to do that. But that's a little bit of, a line to undercut analytics a little bit. You have to embrace numbers as well, and you have to take some of the emotion out of that. When you're looking at players that are on the cutting line, when it just is statistically and with this much data, this shows that this player is, walking that line is tough. I will give that. But I am encouraged by at least an embrace of we need to get it back. I think that means at least when he says we need to get it back, that means he knows the Rockies are lacking. Are analytics going to be something that he'll blow us away with, or maybe he'll super focus on? Doesn't seem likely, not with those quotes there from that. I mean, it wasn't much, but at least there's a recognition that we need to get it back. We need to go and do something. We need to do more. Making a new hire, that's encouraging as well. I just that's what I'm saying. If given the benefit of the doubt, if he starts working with these people, if he starts embracing different ideas that the Rockies haven't necessarily been embracing a lot, like bringing back more of an importance of analytics. Again, nothing he said there makes you think it's going to be a whirlwind of analytics. The Rockies are now going to go from the smallest analytics team in 2020 to the biggest analytics team in 2022. But at least I do think he's at least looking at areas that prior GM struggled in and can look to improve. And I do like that he wants to trust his players. I do like that he likes player relationships. I mean, that stuff is important. Having a relationship with your players is good. I also hope that goes on to trusting and embracing and talking with your fans in the media more. I hope Schmidt is more willing to talk to the public than Breidich was. Sorry, total brain fart there. And at the end of the day, he hasn't been the GM for very long. He hasn't done anything that's that surprising, a la the trade deadline. I will still say if he's been prepping his team all year, if the Rockies have had this plan, if they were hit over the head a bunch of times by the trade deadline and knew that he was the guy, they should have trusted him, and they should have made moves. That was a mistake. The qualifying offer and losing Story for a draft pick is just not it. That is not the approach I want out of a new GM. That's not – I want – and it's hard to trade your franchise player, but if you already did it, why – I don't know. Maybe they just didn't want to do two big trades in 1 year, I guess. I don't know. But Bill Schmidt is the new GM. He has new opportunities to prove himself. He has a new – has a whole offseason to start showing – what he wants to do with the Rockies and how he wants to be the general manager of the Rockies. And we'll just have to see what that means for the Rockies. But thank you so much for making Locked On Rockies your first listen every day. We are free every day. We'll be talking about the end of the season and more off-season stuff here coming up. Maybe a little look at the playoffs, maybe chat with some folks here from the Locked On Podcast Network as well. Now go make your second listen Locked On MLB. Paul Francis Sullivan, please call him Sully, brings you his unique perspective on the major leagues past and present. It's free and available on all platforms, just like this podcast is, Locked On Rockies. Folks, the season is over. It's been fun. We'll be bringing you Rockies content all throughout the offseason, especially through October. And so be sure to join us. Follow us on Twitter at LO Rockies. I'm at Paul Holden 33. And this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.